And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And this conversation that we're going to have is a continuation of the many nonprofits that we've been talking to that have been a part of the effort with People's Gas. Now, of course, People's has been with us for our holiday season for the past many years. And because the parade did not go off for the many reasons that we already know, then we put this initiative underway as partners here. And we've been talking to many great nonprofits and efforts and initiatives in the Butler County area. So today we have with us Specialty Outreach Services, and Brenda Alter is with me on the phone. She's the executive director. Brenda, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for having us. We really appreciate all the work that Butler Radio and People's Gas do in the community. We are big fans of both.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yay. So I want to ask you about your services, because I know you deal with youth, and if you want to think of it as a youth center or youth club, and we can talk about that. But in the past many years, you expanded your services to families. And I'm just wondering what your mission is as we're going through 2020 into 2021?
Well, the mission of Specialty Outreach has always been to reach out and work with families in need. We work with them with their spirituality, with their physical, their mental health. And in 2015, we really started focusing more with the family as a whole. We still do offer the program or the services to the youth, but in order to really be effective in the community, we needed to start looking more outwardly and to make sure that these families had some supports in the local community, whether it be in the school, the churches, neighbors. You know, we've reached out to neighbors of some of our clients, and they're more than happy to help out with kids if they need somebody. So it's been a great expansion. And we have a lot more to do in this community.
How has that been received by families whenever you're talking about families as a whole? And I ask it because, I mean, I have two kids myself, and as they've grown up, I thought, okay, is this a me problem or a them problem?
You know what? I look at the motto, be who you needed when you were young. And that's where my focus is. And that's kind of where our motto or our mission is leading this year. Going into the new year, there's so many children out there, and especially now with this pandemic, we're not really sure what's going to happen. It's scary. There's children that have mental health issues or emotional issues. So we've been really working with them and being that one support person. But through that, we've also been able to connect with families. And the feedback is pretty good. I have a lot of families that call me personally. They come back after years. One of the things about our program is you're not just a number, and it's just not a term or a sanction that you're doing. You're not on probation for 5 years and then you can never come back. I have a lot of people that just get out of jail. I have people that were in the program years ago and they still continue. I've had the same phone number for 18 years. So they always remember that phone number, and sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning. But I think it's been well received, and we've been doing really well. And the one thing that I have seen, and I don't want this to come out off sounding harsh by any means, but the one positive thing that I've seen through this pandemic is we've been able to really reach out and engage more with families because they need that. You know, people aren't allowed to go out and have activities or do things out in the community, so they've been home. And you know, the one lady thanked me. She said, I can't believe you do all this for our family. You know, she said, we're supposed to be in trouble because we're going through the system. And I said, well, we have nothing to do with that. You know, you go through the system. We're here to help you and support you.
Well, and I'm going to come back to, I know you were joking a couple minutes ago when you were saying it's always the kids, but I do ask seriously, because when you're talking about the pandemic, you know, adults are having a rough time at going through this, just like kids have their own struggles at going through this. And so sometimes the adults can't adjust, sometimes the kids can't adjust. And so how do you go about helping that whole entire family as a unit?
Well, whenever we originally started going through the pandemic, Barb and I were still out there working. We weren't sure how the shutdown was going to look or how things were going to happen. And for some families, they don't watch the media. They didn't have any idea that anything was going to happen. So we found ourselves, you know, in the middle of it or during it, trying to reach out and get food for them and you know, activities for them to do in the home. We would get them some cleaning supplies, different products for them. We'd get them games for them to play in the house, and then we would go in and we would work with the families on just interacting with each other. We educate the family on the pandemic, but we are also helping them remotely work on school activities or still continue on with their schooling. And we've still been doing that with, you know, different school districts shut down and learning remotely.
Yeah. So since your expansion in 2015 to include families, are you focused only on the family, or do you have specialized programs that still focus on the young people?
We still have families, or we still have programs that specialize with young people. We have mentors that work with them. During the summer, we took them to a lot. It was hard because things were still kind of iffy. So we took them to Alameda Park a lot and just different activities or events that were going on in the community. So we do still focus on the individual, but we really try to engage the parents if we can, because then when we know that we have that support.
Right. And can you talk? Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. And could you talk about the importance of mentors? And I have found in my life with my kids that, you know, I may have my rules and they may not want to listen to me because I'm mom in the moment. But when there's another adult in the room, if you will, and they, I don't want to say back me up, but they also kind of relay, yeah, there are rules and boundaries that you have to follow. It seems like mentors kind of assist you in that way, whether you're in coordination or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's been the most beneficial, because whenever we can go in, if the child's not home or, and we don't try to do anything, to undermine the child or the parent. We respect both parties and we try to go in and just say, you know, little Johnny, I'm going to talk to your mom and dad in regards to how things have been going on at home. And we get their perspective, and then we're just basically a sounding board, and then we're able to present it to the child in a different way.
If this is
does that make sense? So,
it does,
so
yeah.
We're able to say, well, you know, maybe you can understand mom and dad's perspective, because the latest example I used, if I can, is they got a new puppy, and the individual, the client, was very concerned about the puppy getting out and everything. And I said, well, wait a second. Look at it this way. Mom and dad are trying to, you know, draw boundaries for you. They want to make sure, obviously, they can't put a leash on you. But at the same time, there's, you know, fences and there's things that they have to do to make sure that you're safe. So we're just there as that added support, that backup, if you will. And once we get the engagement of the parents, it just seems to all work together and it fits in. And then they all know that they can call us at any time. We're not there to say who's right or who's wrong or pick sides. We're just there to help them do what they need to do as a family and in the community. We're also in the process of partnering up with a local church that is new in the Butler area. And we're looking for more mentors so that we can have some people that, you know, of different ages and different genders. You know, if I have a young man that comes in that really needs that healthy male role model, father figure or brother figure, then I can reach out to the church or the pastor.
How do you vet the mentors? Do you have some kind of process to make sure that they have clearances?
They would all have clearances if they're working with kids, absolutely. But as far as being a mentor, if it would be with an adult, we're still in the process of drawing those details up. But we're looking at people that maybe would like to do coffee with an adult sometimes. Sometimes it's just they just need somebody to listen to. You know, most of my clients, to be honest, Tracy, they're going through a lot. But some of it is, there are the same things that I go through as a mom, as a, you know, as a fiance, a blended family, as a student. There's a lot of things that I'm going through that I see they're going through the same thing. So we all put our pants on the same way.
Right.
The old saying, you know, one leg at a time.
If we would like to be a part of this, how do we go about this? How are you handling appointments right now? Are they, I say telehealth, I'm so used to saying the word telehealth right now. Are these virtual visits? Are they in-person visits? Do we have to make an appointment?
Well, what I'd like to see everyone doing, if they're interested and they're listening, they can look at our website and get a hold of me through that. It's specialtyoutreachservices.com. They can call me. My phone number is 724-355-2828, and I would be more than happy to meet with them over coffee or lunch. What I'm looking at doing is meeting with individuals, having a variety of individuals, and then when we have a client come in, then we can say, oh, yeah, Sally would be a great fit for this client. And then what I'd like to do is I would like to hold, I would say probably at first weekly or biweekly, just training modules, if you will, that we can just sit down and talk about, you know, because some of our clients can be a little manipulative. one thing that we've never, ever done in the 18 years that I've been here is we've never given money. So if a client comes in and says, I have a utility bill that I need to get paid, we will personally send the money or send the check or help them figure it out. We don't ever give money. And we make sure that if they get gift cards, we have a lot of people that send gift cards into us and say, here, please use this for a family. We personally take them to Giant Eagle or Walmart, and we help them shop for the family.
Speaking of people giving you things, what do you need from the community at this point during this time?
Well, we definitely need prayers, first and foremost. but we really need supplies, maybe cleaning supplies. We need some food. If they have canned items, that's always good. We can give that to families. Gift cards for shopping for Walmart, different things in the community. Also, maybe sanitizer, some masks. We have families that come in, and we purchased a building in 2015. So we supervise families here, and we always clean it real good. I have a young lady now. We have a cleaning lady officially that we hire, that she comes in and she wipes everything down real good after every single visit. So those kinds of things would be wonderful, very helpful.
Do you see the need that you are meeting increase? And I could ask that just talking about this past year, but generally speaking overall throughout the years, have you seen the need increase or decrease?
It's definitely increased. Yes, the need is definitely increased. I'm seeing a lot of families that are just having a difficult time. You know, maybe it's the, I think that it was before the pandemic, but just in general, it's, we live in a very hurting community, and it's sad. It breaks my heart. There's things that I've learned recently that, you know, it's devastating.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of needs out there. And if you really take time and you listen to people and you talk to people, I've lost, in the past year, there's been four people that I've worked with that have passed away from overdoses. And that was prior to the pandemic, too. But it's out there. It's out there, you know. And these are hurting people. They were good people. They were somebody's mom, somebody's daughter, somebody's brother, uncle, you know, things like that. So if you just take the time and you listen to people, you learn a lot. And when they see that you actually care and you're listening and you're willing to help them, it's not just, you know, anybody can go out and just say, you know what, here's $50, go do whatever you want. But when you're actually working with these people, and, you know, our logo on our website is dedicated to yesterday and committed to tomorrow. Brenda, we're always looking for ways to help families in the community.
Brenda Alter, Executive Director of Specialty Outreach Services here in Butler. One more time with your information, your contact information.
Absolutely. My phone number is 724-355-2828, and you can always look for us on the website at specialtyoutreachservices.com.
Brenda, thank you so much for your time.
Again, Tracy, thank you, and thank you, Butler Radio and People's Gas, for all you do.